Good afternoon, and welcome to Tuscola Sports Radio, where the Lady Mountaineers take on the Lady Warriors of Irwin High School in the first semifinal game of the Western Mountain Athletic Conference basketball tournament at host T.C. Robertson High School. Hello, everyone. I'm Charles Allison, along with my partner, Branson Reese. And we would also like to welcome our audience that will be joining us shortly from WPTL AM and FM radio. Tuscola is coached by Ann Gardner. Tuscola now 17-7 on the season, 10-6 in conference play. The Mountaineers defeated North Buncombe 60-33 in their first round game on Monday. Sierra Jackson led the team with 16 points, followed by Shelby Glantz, our Haywood Ace Hardware player of the game, with 15, and her sister Gracie, also known as John, scored 11.
And Tuscola defense, you know, it held North Buncombe to single digits each quarter Monday, but they lost regular season games to Irwin at home 52-46, and last Friday night 64-34. So it's going to be a tough uphill challenge for the Lady Mountaineers tonight.
Of course, Irwin is led by Coach Matt Carpenter. Warriors are 24-1 on the season. Their sole loss coming to Asheville back on January 22nd. And they're currently ranked number one. We're going to take a break as we go to the national anthem. We'll be back. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
What is a champion? A true champion is one who fights for something greater than themselves. At Champion Credit Union, our cause is you. That's why we put our money to work for Western North Carolina. Champion Credit Union. Checking, savings, and more. All with community in mind.
Flame-seared, Greek-seasoned Euro meat. This is the kind of meat that only a legit Euro place would get. But maybe you don't think about Arby's as a Euro place. Well, Arby's sells more Greek beef and turkey Euros than anyone else in the country. So, you know what? We're totally a Euro place. We're the Euro place! 2 for $6. Arby's, we have the meat.
At participating Arby's for a limited time.
Sometimes power outages come with a warning. Other times, lights flicker and everything goes. But thanks to Haywood EMC, Touchstone Energy Cooperative offers Generac generators, the nation's top choice for emergency power. In an outage, it kicks in and brings with it warmth, light, and the necessities for safety and modern comfort. Haywood EMC offers sales, installation, and service of Generac generators. Arrange for one now. Call 452-2281 because weather is getting more severe every season.
Could your home or auto use an audio upgrade? Stereo Innovations is your first choice in Western North Carolina for your car, home, and marine audio needs. Stereo Innovations is dedicated in providing top-notch equipment at a fair price while providing excellent customer service. Give Stereo Innovations a call today at 452-3474 or visit us in downtown Waynesville. Stereo Innovations, servicing all of Western North Carolina.
Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Tuscola Sports Radio back with you here at T.C. Robertson High School, getting ready to tip off the Tuscola versus Irwin girls basketball semifinal. And right now they're announcing the starting lineups, starting with Tuscola: Sierra Jackson, Gracie Glantz, Marissa Johnson, Shelby Glantz, and... is that Ashlyn?
Ashlyn Young-Scavato.
Ashlyn Young-Scavato will be same starting lineup we've had now for quite a few weeks. And the Irwin Lady Warriors now will be in the top seed, will be the home team in white. And they'll start Jaya Wilson. And, of course, Jaya, a transfer from West Henderson High School, great basketball player. She's a senior. Emmy Ducker, sophomore wing and point guard. Amari Stover, senior post player. And then Nautica Smiley, she's another transfer, I believe, in from Carolina Day. And then, of course, Caitlin Messer, a senior, 5'11 post player. And, of course, they had two transfers from Carolina Day. Annabelle Schultz, unfortunately, she tore an ACL first game of the year against Owen. She's a Wofford commit. She's a junior, so she'll still have 1 year left to play, but she had transferred over from Carolina Day also. So three transfers on this team. And, you know, Branson, it's not like they needed it. They won the conference tournament last year in the final against Tuscola.
It does push, you know, it does help them, though, bolster them to be a little bit better team, you know, to line up going to state.
Messer will control the tap, and as Branson mentioned, going to state. Irwin currently right now the number one ranked team in girls 3A basketball in North Carolina, according to Max Preps. Now, NC Preps, I think, has got them rated a little lower. Got them down about fourth, I believe. Warriors will get it down inside to Keasia Mead. Actually, I'm sorry. That's Caitlin Messer. The numbers, when Irwin gets down on the far side, the numbers are kind of scrunchy. Stover with it now on the baseline. She'll get it back out to Wilson. Wilson going to drive inside the lane, try to dump it off. Going to be stolen away by Shelby Glantz. And we would like to welcome those of you listening on WPTL AM and FM just joining us. Game just started. We're not quite a minute in. Mountaineers with the basketball. Score's tied, 0-0. Gracie Glantz in the right corner with it. She'll be guarded by Caitlin Messer. Gracie going to try to drive baseline, and she draws coverage, so she tries to dump it over to the other side to Marissa Johnson, and pass was a little too high to handle. It'll go out of bounds to the Irwin Lady Warriors.
I was going to say, as we were talking earlier, you know, Tuscola has a long uphill battle with this this good Irwin team, losing both games, but I think that they'll make a game of it today.
Well, we just played them last Friday night, got beat by 30, so hopefully any of the bugs that were in the system got shook out. And, of course, that was Irwin's senior night. We mentioned that last night playing the boys. They were going to be fired up, especially for the seniors to win that game. So the game at home was a lot tighter earlier in the year. Irwin with it now, being very methodical, moving the ball around. Tuscola's defense looks to be glance in the corner on Emmy Ducker. Irwin content to pull it back and wait. Tuscola sitting back in that 2-3 zone that they played against North Buncombe on Monday. Wilson going to drive in and puts up a high shot. Goes off the top of the backboard. Rebounded by Young Scavato. Gets it down. Shelby will pass it down to Gracie across midcourt. Get it in the corner. Sierra Jackson with a shot. Left side. It's good. Lady Mountaineers lead 3-0. 5:36 to go here, first quarter. And going to be a shot. Going to be an answer by Jaya Wilson from the right wing. We're tied up 3-3. Shelby Glantz handling the basketball. She'll get it across midcourt to Johnson. Johnson sees an opening, drives to the right, gets it down to Shelby, cutting in the lane, puts up a layup, rolls off the rim. Gracie over the top of Nautica Smiley. Now the ball's loose on the floor, and we got a whistle. And the ball will go out of bounds off of Irwin to the Mountaineers. So there's a critical break for Tuscola on the offensive end. Shelby will inbound to Sierra Jackson. Now up high to Ashlyn Young Scavato. Dumps it down to Shelby Glantz on the left wing. She'll pull up, get it down to Young Scavato. Tries to make a move, pivot, can't do it. Shelby Glantz going to drive baseline. They leave her open, layup. Oh, off the rim, no good. It'll go off the hands of Nautica Smiley, out of bounds. Mountaineers will keep possession.
It's going to boil down to Tuscola playing a near flawless game. No big turnovers. Of course, we've already had one turnover, but we can't have the crazy stuff like we've seen in the past, in the last few weeks, when they go to the full court press on us.
Tuscola tries to go up top, which is their normal routine from a baseline inbound play, and it's tipped away by Irwin. The ball hits the floor, and we get a tie-up and a walk called on Tuscola. So Irwin will get the basketball, bring it down, and they're in the offensive zone. Wilson now with it. Gracie Glantz back up top guarding here her as she has the past few weeks taking that point player. They get it to Messer now. She'll drive to the right elbow, dump it off to a shot by Ducker. It's no good. Rebounded by Shelby Glantz. She'll get it down to Gracie. She skips it across to Sarah Jackson. Baseline drives in. Layup good. Mountaineers lead 5-3. Wilson in the corner to Ducker. Back up top to Wilson. Swings it around now to Stover. Irwin very content to try to move the ball around this zone by Tuscola. Gets it in the corner to Wilson. Way over the mark. Rebounded by Shelby Glantz. And that's the problem with that corner shot. If you miss, you usually miss bad. Shelby now going to pull around right wing. The ball will rattle in and out and roll off to Jaya Wilson. She'll cross over at midcourt. Gracie Glantz goes in the lane, about loses the handle, dumps it off to Ducker. That shot rattles in and out, but Stover there to put it back. Shot's no good and going to be a whistle. And that foul, I believe, is going to go on Marissa Johnson.
Yeah, and her first.
First team foul. Stover shooting, so she'll go to the line to shoot too.
I tell you what, I do like the way Tuscola's playing this zone defense. Keeping it like the 2-3 like they had Monday. But, you know, they had Gracie, like, over in the corner on that back three, but now they've moved her up front with the front. And, like, where she had been playing out, we've normally seen them playing, like, the 1-3-1 and or the 1-4. And that may work for them tonight with her long arms.
Stover's free throw's no good. She'll miss both. Rebound by Shelby Glantz. Gets it down to Marissa Johnson. She'll drive into the arc, and now she picks up her dribble, gives it over to Stapleton. First we've seen a Brittany tonight. She'll get it over top to Gracie Glantz. Gracie going to take the shot. Bank. No good. Off the rim. Shelby and Bria Frisbee going to go for the basketball, and Shelby will tie Frisbee up. Jump ball error goes to Irwin. 3 minutes to play here, first quarter. Mountaineers leading 5-3. Stover bringing the ball down now. Gets it up top over to Kiesha Meade. Now the left wing over Messer. She'll take a shot long off the back of the rim. Gracie Glantz skies for the ball. Brings down the rebound. Gets it outlet to Sierra Jackson. Jackson going to bring it down. Pull up. Allow her offense to get set. Now she's going to work to go inside the arc, dumps it off to Marissa Johnson, and a little contact there by Stover. Dump off down to Shelby Glantz. She'll come in from the right block. The basket's good. Mountaineers lead 7-3.
Tell me what the difference between that contact that they just made here and the one they called Marissa on.
Number one seed. Smiley with it now. Dumps it off to Ducker. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by.
Looks like that's going to be two on Marissa.
Kiesha Meade. Shots no.
Oh.
Well, shot, they counted it.
Called that one on Sierra.
Does that foul go on Sierra Jackson? Kiesha Meade, they count the basket. So she'll go to the line. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by Delaney Buchanan. She gets it over to Shelby Glantz. I'm surprised Irwin not thinking about pressing there, but Mountaineers able to get it across court. Minute 50 to go, first quarter. Jackson almost loses the handle, trying to get it to Gracie Glantz. Gracie able to come up with it, guarded closely by Smiley. Back to Jackson. She'll dribble up top. Right wing shot by Shelby Glantz. No good. She'll chase down the rebound, dump it in to Brittany Stapleton, and Stapleton tries to go up with it, and it's batted away by Caitlin Messer. Jaya Wilson will come down with a steal, bring it across midcourt. Messer going to drive Delaney, and she'll run into Delaney Buchanan, and Delaney will get called for the block. Really never had good position there. So good call by the official. Coach Gardner having a discussion with it, but Delaney really hadn't squared up.
No.
So that's going to send Caitlin Messer to the line. The basket was good. So we're tied. This will give Irwin the lead, 8-7. And now Irwin looking to set pressure in the backcourt. Inbound to Stapleton. She'll bring it down the left side. She'll cross midcourt. Tries to get it down to Gracie Glantz, and it's batted back out of bounds by Caitlin Messer. Inbounds now. Sierra Jackson with it. She'll work over to the right wing. Pull up. Shot. Off the rim. Not there. Rebound by Caitlin Messer. Gracie tries to reach in and get a handle on it. Delaney's going to have to learn to get around in front of Caitlin Messer. Ball's loose and trying to hit Wilson. She'll kick it back in. Stolen by Stapleton. She's headed for the rim. She'll put up a shot blocked by Stover. And then Stover, as she comes down with the ball working along the baseline, will step out of bounds. We got a whistle. Going to be a 30-second timeout by Coach Matt Carpenter of the Irwin Warriors, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood County Farm Bureau, offering real service by real people, ready to assist you with all insurance needs. Haywood County Farm Bureau in Waynesville, helping you is what we do best.
Tuscola very fortunate right there to get that turnover back, because I'm not sure why she didn't just go ahead and drive the lane that she was going instead of trying to alter her route.
She's,
to the basket.
They're going to have to realize they're going to catch some contact if they're going to the basket from Irwin, and they're just going to have to realize that and hopefully draw the foul and go to the line. But trying to go around some of these Irwin Warriors, and that's not going to work. Inbound, and once again that high pass to the top, stolen away by Caitlin Messer. Stover, and oh my gosh, Stover trying to make a move, and Shelby goes high in the air and lands on the back of Stover. So the foul will go on Shelby Glantz. Stover on the ground for a moment. And nothing intentional. It was just,
no.
I think Shelby thought Stover was going to go up for a shot, and Stover cut. And then Stover backs into Delaney Buchanan on the inbound. It's stolen away by Sierra Jackson. Tries to put the layup. Misses Stapleton there to follow, and she'll be fouled by Kiesha Mead.
This one's starting to get a little physical, too.
Yeah, Stover just on that inbound play, she backed into Buchanan and basically kind of put a hip check in her and knocked her back. Delaney, a sophomore, or actually a freshman, going to have to kind of wise up to the ways of the wily senior. Stapleton missed the first free throw. The second one is good. We're tied up 8-8. 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. So the Mountaineers hanging in here, but kind of got to cut back on some mistakes. Wilson with it up top. Gets it to Emily Willis. First we've seen of her. They get it inside to Messer. She'll go up with a shot, and she'll be fouled. And starting to kind of see what Irwin's game plan is here now. They're going to try to get it inside to Messer and use her size to beat down
that is
in the
Delaney's
lane post.
Second foul.
And Messer's first free throw, no good. Ashlyn Young-Scovato going to check in now for Buchanan. And Young-Scovato, a senior, going to have a little more experience in dealing with Messer inside. Second shot is up and good. Warriors lead 9-8. Inbound to Glantz. Irwin looking to pick him up here in the backcourt. Get it across to Young-Scovato. She'll bounce it down to Stapleton. Stapleton going to drive the lane, put up a shot. Tipped away by Messer. Jaya Wilson will come down with the rebound. She's going to drive all the way, put up a shot. That'll do it for the first quarter. Wilson's basket good there right before the buzzer. Irwin leads 11-8. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Have some barbecue before you head out there to that next ball game. Maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Tuscola Sports Radio back here with you, getting ready to start second quarter of girls basketball action. Mountaineers down by 3, 11-8, and so far, Branson, nothing. Irwin's not really broke loose like we thought they might.
No, they've not, and here's the thing. When they start that full-court press, I'm not so sure if I'm Coach Gardner that I don't let it be Sierra or Shelby that brings the ball down with the best, you know, not against these other girls, but they've got the best ball-handling skills, and they're seniors, and they know what they're looking for.
Tuscola will start with possession in the second quarter. Glantz gets it into Jackson looking for an opening, and nobody there. Give it to Stapleton, and she'll lose a handle, and it'll be a backcourt violation on Tuscola. Jackson got cornered over there, and her passing angles got cut off on the right side there, and that's why you got to stay off the sideline. They can use that as a extra defender. Got to look to try to get it in low down to Ashlyn Young-Scovato or Shelby. Shot from the corner by Frisbee's no good, and Irwin able to pick up the rebound off the floor. Get it back. They'll swing it around to Wilson. Shot no good. Jackson will come down with a rebound for Tuscola. She'll dribble under the basket and come up the right side. Screen set by Johnson. Jackson tries to go baseline. Wilson cuts her off, able to get the basketball away. Steals it, gives it over to Caitlin Messer. Messer running the floor. Young-Scovato running down with her. They'll get it in the corner to Frisbee. Now up top to Messer over the left side. Wilson going to drive the lane, put up a shot. No call. There was some contact. Young-Scovato came down with it but tried to get it to Johnson, and it was stolen away by very quick Kiesha Meade. Glantz now with it, rebounds the shot by Irwin. Will come down, she'll pull up top of the key, off the rim, no good. Rebound by Frisbee. So a lot of action and no scoring.
A lot of hip checking going on.
And there's some contact down low, they're letting it go. Meade drives baseline and tries to put up a shot, and Young-Scovato just swats it away. Shelby Glantz will come down with it. Works the right side. Jackson looks at the basket. She'll pull up now behind a screen set by
boom
Johnson. And we're tied back at 11. 6:07 to go here in the second quarter. In the corner over to Stover. Back up top to Jaya Wilson. Now to Messer. She'll kick it out. Actually, that's Smiley, not Stover. Ball will be batted away, and the Warriors will maintain possession. They'll inbound the baseline, and they get it in, and they sneak Smiley in the back of Ashlyn Young-Scovato there and get a basket. So the Warriors will lead 13-11. Shelby tries to get it down to Marissa Johnson on the right side and overthrows her. Warriors will take the lead 13-11, and Coach Gardner going to take a timeout here. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood County Farm Bureau, offering real service by real people, ready to assist you with all insurance needs. Haywood County Farm Bureau in Waynesville, helping you is what we do best. Well, the Mountaineers had tied it up at 11, and on an inbound pass by the Warriors, Young-Scovato, they just snuck Stover right in behind her. And
I was really hoping them, because Tuscola's got the height advantage right now.
I'm sorry, I keep saying Stover. That's Smiley, Nautica Smiley.
They've got the advantage of size right now on the floor. Just need to use it.
Emily Willis back in for Irwin. Give it over to the right side to Briah Frisbee, and she'll try to get it down in the corner to Wilson, and it's kicked away by Shelby Glantz. So Irwin will inbound down in the far corner. Smiley will get it into Wilson. Wilson will dribble up top. Over to the left side to Ducker. They swing it around back up top now. Frisbee with it. She'll dribble over right side. Screen set by Smiley. Doesn't use it. Now Wilson on the left wing. Jackson will come out to guard her. Got Jackson and Gracie Glantz up top in this zone. Try to go baseline with it to Willis, and Young Scovato cuts her off. Ball gets loose, and it'll go out of bounds to the Mountaineers. So a break for Tuscola, a chance to possibly tie this thing back up with 4:54 to go here, second quarter.
You know, we've sat and watched these girls play all year, and you know, you and I have talked a lot. We expect them to sort of bust out. It seems like they're going to bust out at some time. Right now would be a great time today.
Glantz hits Jackson cutting to the basket. Wilson will get a hand on it, tip it away, and get the steal. So now she'll hit Messer down low, kicks it back out to Wilson. Gracie Glantz out on her. Now up top to Ducker. Now she'll take it in the right corner. Wilson will try to drive baseline and put up a shot, and I think Gracie Glantz and Young Scovato both got a hand on it. It'll go out of bounds. So Irwin will maintain possession with an out-of-bounds play, and they get it into Messer again. She cuts in front of Marissa Johnson, and the basket's going to count. And a foul on Marissa Johnson, and I believe that's going to be her second. They're just going to have to pay attention. They're running that cutter into the block on the inbound pass. They've got to learn to cut them off. Messer on the free throw line. Shot is up, rattles in. Irwin lead is now 5. And Delaney Buchanan's going to check in for Marissa Johnson. Irwin still looking to pick up in the backcourt. Shelby now gets it to Sierra Jackson, and as Jackson tries to step between Wilson and Smiley, going to be a foul called on Nautica Smiley, her first, Irwin's second. Tuscola with 5 team fouls so far. Jackson will get over left wing. Gracie Glantz, go ahead and take the shot off the rim. No good. Caitlin Messer comes down with a rebound. She'll drive left side of the lane around. Gracie Glantz put the shot up, and Mountaineers need to be careful here. The Rams lead is now 7. I'm sorry, the Warriors lead is now 7. It says Rams on the scoreboard since we're playing at TC. Shelby in the backcourt. She'll pick up her dribble, gets it across to Sierra Jackson. Irwin in a man-to-man. Gracie Glantz trying to hit Sierra Jackson, and it's just way too high for Jackson to handle. The ball will go out of bounds, and this is where the Mountaineers have got to be careful. 3:45 to go. Irwin could start to pull away here if we're not careful. Smiley with it now over to Ducker. Gets it in up high post to Messer. They'll swing it all the way back outside. Ducker on the right wing. Over to Wilson. Wilson looks to dribble inside. Dumps it back off to Smiley in the corner. Cross court to Ducker. Irwin just trying to move that ball quickly across court. Find somebody open. Baseline now down to Stover. Ball's loose, and don't know how we get a jump ball with a loose ball, but that's what they called down on the baseline.
I mean, it was as soon as she put her hand on the ball, he called jump ball. And it's like we've talked all year. Sometimes
often than not, they'll call it quick.
Yeah.
Inbounds in the corner. Air ball by Smiley. Rebounded by Delaney Buchanan. She's going to get tied up on the floor. And this jump ball will go to Tuscola. Shelby inbounded to Sierra Jackson. Ducker trying to cut her off. Back and forth between Glantz and Jackson. Long pass down to Gracie. She's open. Willis jumps back to cut her off, and the ball's rolling and rolling and rolling, and finally rolls in for Gracie Glantz. Irwin still leads by 5, 18-13. 2:40 to go here before halftime. Ducker with it now to Wilson up top. Over to Smiley. Cross court. Back to Ducker. Smiley now hits Messer high post. Jackson on her. Messer going to make a move, and ball is, well, thought it was blocked by Ashlyn Young-Scovato, but they're going to call a foul on Ashlyn.
The first one on her tonight.
That will be the sixth team foul if they're keeping this thing correctly on the board. Messer's first free throw no good, and I believe that's the first one she's missed. Second one's up and on the way. It'll rattle out. Rebounded, though, by Smiley. She cuts under the baseline, dribbles out to the corner, gets it back out up top. Ducker with it, trying to hit. Smiley stolen away by Shelby Glantz. Shelby will bring it down, get it across court, over to Gracie. Gracie working on Ducker. Screen set by Young-Scovato. Passes off to Jackson. She'll drive in. The ball's batted away from behind by Messer. Young-Scovato picks it up. It's taken away. Sierra Jackson with it. Out to Shelby. Now in the corner to Delaney Buchanan. Smiley on her. We're going to get a walk on Delaney Buchanan. A lot of good pressure defense there by Nautica Smiley on the freshman. Picked up her feet. Minute 53 to go here in the second quarter. Irwin still leading 18-13. Wilson will get it in to Allie Jones. First we've seen of Allie tonight for Irwin. Gets it over to Smiley. She tries to pass in a pretty tight pass to Willis, and it's batted away by Shelby Glantz. But then when Shelby tries to feed it down court to Sierra Jackson, it'll go out of bounds.
Right now, Tesco cannot catch a break.
Wilson with it, gives it over to Jones. She'll dribble around. Gracie Glantz on her. Get it out baseline. Wilson going to drive in. Runs into Delaney Buchanan, and surprisingly, no call. Ball's loose. Delaney got to hit the floor right there. Maybe draws the charge. I don't know. We'll see. Ball goes out of bounds to Irwin. Shot by Jones. No good. Rebound by Wilson. Gets it over cross court to Messer. She'll put a shoulder into Young-Scovato. No call. And the ball will go out of bounds back to Irwin. So we're starting to see how we roll here. Wilson with it up top. Over to Jones. Now right side, Willis in the corner to Wilson. Willis going to take a shot. Nobody there to rebound. Jones gets it, tries to put the shot back up, and Shelby basically just feeds it back to her for an early dinner. Gets it down to Gracie Glantz. Underhanded layup, no good. Rebounded by Delaney Buchanan. She'll get it out to Gracie. Now to Sierra. Shelby up top, open with the shot. No good. Rebound by Emily Willis for the Warriors. 32 seconds to go. Wilson long court down in the corner to Smiley. They'll go back up top with it now to Willis. Right wing. Wilson shot, no good. Young-Scovato goes up for it. Messer will cut in behind her and then get called with the foul. Reaching around Caitlin Messer, and I believe that was just frustration on Ashland's part.
Yeah.
After Messer cut in front and got the rebound there. 18.1 seconds to go till halftime. Caitlin Messer going to the line. That's Ashland's second foul. Shots up on the way, no good, and the 1-1 rebounded by Shelby Glantz. 16 seconds and counting. Shelby will get it across midcourt over to Sierra Jackson. Mountaineers need to get a bucket here. In the corner to Gracie Glantz. Screen set by Rebecca Frazier. First we've seen of Rebecca tonight. Gracie tries to draw coverage as she goes down to the left low block. Get it over to Delaney Buchanan. It'll go off a Warrior leg with 1.2 seconds to go. Shelby will inbound. Jackson up top. They'll go to the wing with Gracie Glantz. Shot up. It would have counted had it went, but shot's no good. So Warriors will take an 18-13 lead going into the dressing room here at halftime. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
Sometimes power outages come with a warning. Other times, lights flicker and everything goes. But thanks to Haywood EMC, Touchstone Energy Cooperative offers Generac generators, the nation's top choice for emergency power. In an outage, it kicks in and brings with it warmth, light, and the necessities for safety and modern comfort. Haywood EMC offers sales, installation, and service of Generac generators. Arrange for one now. Call 452-2281 because weather is getting more severe every season.
Tuscola basketball is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Arby's, Stereo Innovations, Haywood Ace Hardware, Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Haywood Farm Bureau, Fat Buddies, and Haywood Regional Medical Center. It's time for the halftime show brought to you by Hometown Hardware with three locations, one near you. Hometown Hardware has all your hardware, paint, and plumbing supplies. Hometown Hardware is your big box alternative. Halftime here, girls basketball, Tuscola versus number one seed Irwin. And for all the high-powered offense that we've seen out of the Warriors, the lead right now for Irwin only 18-13. So the Mountaineers certainly in this game still.
They are in this, but, you know, as we were talking about, we got to cut down on those turnovers because, you know, I know three turnovers right there late in the second quarter that Tuscola could convert it to points to cut this from a five-point lead to, you know, to a two- or three-point lead or, you know, for them to cut into their lead. Sorry, but we're just not taking care of the ball like we should. But I think our physicality – we're holding Irwin down a lot. I mean,
and Irwin, of course, playing physical. I mean, they're beating and banging, and for the most part, the officials have kind of let it go. There's been several instances where I thought probably we could have drawn a foul and didn't. So we've kind of lucked up there in that situation.
Because, like, on the foul, like, early in the first period where they called on Marissa, come down, and she got body checked like and she was playing hockey. Down on this end and no foul. So, but it seemed like after they called that foul, it's gotten pretty rough. There's been a lot of bodies hit the floor, and
of course we saw Delaney one time drew a. She tried to draw the charge, but really didn't have good position, and it was a good call. And they did call a block on her. But there was a second situation where Wilson basically went up in the air, collided with her, sort of bumped off Delaney. Delaney doesn't hit the ground. And surprisingly, they let it go. They didn't call anything. So I was a little shocked Delaney didn't pick up one there also. But like I said, they're kind of, in some instances, they're kind of letting some things go inside and letting them play. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have some stats for you. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Sometimes power outages come with a warning. Other times, lights flicker and everything goes. But thanks to Haywood EMC, Touchstone Energy Cooperative offers Generac generators, the nation's top choice for emergency power. In an outage, it kicks in and brings with it warmth, light, and the necessities for safety and modern comfort. Haywood EMC offers sales, installation, and service of Generac generators. Arrange for one now. Call 452-2281 because weather is getting more severe every season.
Talking about that Fat Buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's ribs and barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Tuscola Sports Radio back with you. Mountaineers down by five at halftime to the Irwin Warriors, 18-13. Branson Reese going to give you some stats.
All right, leading the way right now scoring is Sierra Jackson. I have her down with 8 points. Have her one rebound, and she's got one foul. Gracie Glantz, I have her down with chipping in with two, two rebounds. Have her one block, and she does not have a foul. Shelby Glantz has 2 points as well. She's got three rebounds. I have her down for a steal, one block, and she's got one foul. And Brittany Stapleton's hit one free throw. And as far as the fouls go from there, Ashley Young Scavato has two fouls, and Delaney Buchanan has two fouls.
Of course, don't forget, we got another game tonight. Long day here in Skyland Arden Metroplex. The boys team will be playing North Buncombe tonight at 8 o'clock. That game will be aired on Tuscola Sports Radio and also on WPTL AM and FM. So come back and join us tonight at 8 o'clock when the Mountaineers take on North Buncombe in the semifinal. If it's like the games we've been playing with North Buncombe lately, it'll be a barn burner.
It'll be the rubber match. They've won one, we've won one, and now we're on a neutral turf. So it'll be, I have a feeling it's going to be a good game tonight.
Of course, Tuscola On Demand, if you missed any of the Mountaineers basketball or any prior spring sports action, you can catch up with Tuscola On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab, and choose Tuscola On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2016, 17, and 18 basketball seasons, and it's also up to date with basketball, baseball, and softball. Tuscola On Demand, check it out. We're going to take one more break real quick. We'll be back right after this.
Stereo Innovations is your first choice in Western North Carolina for your car, home, and marine audio needs. Stereo Innovations is dedicated in providing top-notch equipment at a fair price while providing excellent customer service. Give Stereo Innovations a call today at 452-3474 or visit us in downtown Waynesville. Stereo Innovations, servicing all of Western North Carolina.
Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
What is a champion? A true champion is one who fights for something greater than themselves. At Champion Credit Union, our cause is you. That's why we put our money to work for Western North Carolina. Champion Credit Union. Checking, savings, and more. All with community in mind.
When you're feeling hungry, you don't want to mess around with a quarter-pound meat sandwich. Instead, eat one of Arby's half-pound roast beef sandwiches. 8 ounces of thinly sliced, tender roast beef. And if you really want a quarter-pound of beef, that's cool. Just eat half of a half-pound roast beef sandwich. Arby's half-pound roast beef sandwiches. Arby's, we have the meats.
Down, down, oh. on.
Tuscola Sports Radio back with you here. Second half, girls basketball action. Irwin Warriors lead 18-13. They'll start with possession of the basketball here in the second half. Ball inbounded to Jaya Wilson. Shot up by Ducker from the right wing is good. Mountaineers down now 21-13. Shelby Glantz will bring it up. Long pass down to Sister Gracie. She put the layup in over Caitlin Messer. Basket's good. 21-15, Irwin lead. Warriors get it down to Meade. Going to the right side, Ducker. Irwin a little quicker with her passes now. Not quite as methodical. Shot up by Wilson from the right corner. No good. Rebounded by Shelby Glantz. Shot by Sierra Jackson from the right wing, and that will go off the rim and over the top of the backboard and out of bounds to the Warriors. Early here in the third quarter, we played a minute. Irwin leads 21-15. They'll swing it in around, get it up high post. Caitlin Messer kicks it back out to Jaya Wilson. And Irwin, you know, a little methodical there in the first half, kind of lazily just passing that ball around over the zone. Much quicker with their passing game this half.
Yeah, this game's kind of started off like the beginning did when Sierra hit the three to begin the game. They run down and score. Now start the second half, Irwin shoot the first, get the first basket, and we answered. So it's going to have to be one of those the second half.
Messer drives the lane, puts up a shot, misses. Shelby Glantz with the rebound. She'll get it to Sierra Jackson. Sierra will come across midcourt, and Nautica Smiley going to come out and pick her up. Sierra goes around the left side, and she'll get called for the walk. And that's the kind of stuff that Tuscola can ill afford if they're going to get back in this ball game. Jaya Wilson with it now. Tries to get it over cross court to Smiley. Stolen by Gracie Glantz. She'll put the layup in and good. Mountaineers have cut the lead to four. 21-17. Wilson with it. Now to Smiley. Works right side over to Ducker. Irwin swinging around the top of the zone. Goes cross court now from Wilson to Ducker. Shots up and basket's good. 3 points. Irwin lead back to seven.
Ducker's a pretty good shooter right there.
It's
two
not
for two right now from the three-point line right here, start of the second half.
Gracie now with it, working inside the arc on Messer. Goes in the lane, looks to go up with a shot, loses the handle, slips and falls, and the ball will be picked up by Wilson. Warriors will swing it around the arc again. Caitlin Messer now from the top. Going to take a shot. No good. Rebound, Gracie Glantz. And we're going to get a foul. Jaya Wilson trying to pick her up here in the backcourt. She'll draw the foul. First team foul. Second half for Irwin. First personal foul on Jaya Wilson. Brittany Stapleton's going to check in for Sierra Jackson. Shelby will get the inbound pass to Marissa Johnson. She'll cross midcourt with it. Long pass down. Gracie Glantz has a little trouble handling it. Comes down with it. Works baseline into Kiesha Meade. Shot no good, but tipped out of bounds by Meade. Stapleton will inbound. Gets it in to Young Scavato. Messer cuts her off, and now we got a whistle. And Young Scavato will walk. Warriors will inbound. Wilson brings it down over to Smiley. She'll drive in the lane and put up a shot. No good, but she's fouled.
That's going to be number three on Marissa.
Marissa with lines up along the lane there with a disgusted look. Warriors' shot is up and no good. And that's one of the things that's kind of helped Tuscola stay in this thing. Warriors shooting not quite what it was last week. Second one's up, and it's nothing but net. Irwin lead now 8.
Tuscola desperately needing a basket right here on this possession.
Jackson looks to split the defenders, dumps it off to Stapleton. Now Gracie Glantz from the left wing, tries to put up a shot. It's tipped away by Meade. Young Scavato will come down with it. Gives it over to Shelby Glantz, and now Coach Gardner wants a timeout, settle him down. It's timeout on the court. Sponsored by Haywood County Farm Bureau, offering real service by real people, ready to assist you with all insurance needs. Haywood County Farm Bureau in Waynesville. Helping you is what we do best. Irwin has picked up the defensive intensity this half, and it's got the Mountaineers rattled.
It has. And like I said, you were talking earlier about the passing. They're passing the ball more frequently. They're getting around, you know, more where first half they were taking long passes and, you know.
Sort of drawn out, slow, no rush, no hurry, just sort of lazily moving the ball around Tuscola zone. This half, they've
stepped it up like they're playing from behind right now is what I think. I guess the best way to say it in trying to get down and score.
Mountaineers will inbound now. Stapleton with it. Goes inside the arc. Shelby Glantz ball fake. She'll dribble around right, left side of the arc. Three-point shot is good. Cuts the lead to 5. We hit 4 minutes in the third quarter. Smiley with it now. Gets it over to Jaya Wilson. Now back to Smiley, she dumps it down to Messer, puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Meade. Her shot's no good. Shelby Glantz will pick it up, gets it over to Gracie. Gracie doesn't have the numbers, so she'll pull it back. Meade will come out there on her, picks up her dribble, gets it to Young Scavato, 15-footer good.
Nice.
Lead cut to 3, 3:30 to go, third quarter. Wilson brings it down, gets it to Smiley in the corner. Young Scavato will come out on her, and a foul. And a nice sportsmanship act by Ashland. Knocked Smiley down and walked over and extended her hand. Helped her up.
She'll unfortunately be shooting 3.
She'll be shooting 3 because Smiley was outside the arc, and I don't think that shot was going to go. So,
in keeping with the same number 3, that will be number 3 as far as fouls go for Ashland Young, Scavato.
And she's kind of picked it up here in the last minute or so. One more free throw. She missed the first one, hit the second. This will be the third on the foul on the three-point shot attempt, and she'll make that one. So lead back now by 5 for Irwin, 27-22. Jackson brings it down, gets it over to Gracie Glantz in the left corner. Goes high post up to Young Scavato. Messer on her, dumps it off to Jackson. Shot from the right wing, rattles off the rim. Shelby Glantz gets a rebound, but they're going to call a foul on Stapleton for reaching over Emmy Ducker.
How does she reach over when she's shorter than her?
Good question. That'll be a third team foul on Tuscola. Jaya Wilson now with it, skips it over to Smiley. Now over to Ducker. Has a little trouble with it. Almost out of bounds. She'll recover. They'll swing it all the way over in the corner to Meade. Wilson with it now. Smiley. Messer back to Smiley. Smiley going to take the shot. And Brittany Stapleton will just basically plow into her for her second foul.
Both fouls have come this second half, too.
That'll be the fourth team foul on Tuscola. Smiley to the line, misses the first one. Second one is good. She'll get one more because she was shooting from three-point land. Young Scovato now going to get a break. Skylar Sutton in. First we've seen of Skylar tonight. Last free throws up and in. Irwin lead back to seven. And they'll back off the press in the backcourt. Going to pick them up. Look to pick up at midcourt with two, but goes ahead and backs off now with that seven-point lead. Gracie Glantz with it now, looking to dribble up top. Gets it over to Skylar Sutton. Skylar looks to drive, and Jaya Wilson tips it away. Back to Sierra Jackson. She'll put the shot up. Rebound by Stapleton. Why she walked away from the basket, I don't know. She tried to pass it to Sutton, and it's stolen away by Nautica Smiley. When you're that close to the basket, just put it back.
Put it back up.
You might draw the foul.
Work off a three-point, you know, the chance for the three-point play. I mean, when she caught it, there was, I mean, it was like she wasn't even thinking about it. She just turned around and looked to pass it out.
Smiley's first three throw doesn't even draw iron, and that's been her habit here. She's missed the first of her free throws. Second one's up on the way. It'll rattle off the back. No good. Rebound by Gracie Glantz. Mountaineers with a chance to cut into this lead. Sutton sees a gap, going to drive, and then picks up her dribble after she's cut off by Emmy Ducker and stops, and now it's stolen away by Irwin. In the corner, shot by Smiley, no good. Glantz will go up over Meade, tips it back to Stapleton. Stapleton almost dribbles into Meade. As she brings the ball up, she'll give it over to Gracie Glantz. Gracie going to pull up over Messer. Shot no good. Rebound by Ducker. She'll give it over to Jaya Wilson. Jaya going to drive. Split the Glantz sisters. Shot no good. Rebound by Shelby Glantz. Outlet pass to Stapleton. She'll pull up at the free throw line and dribble over to the left side. Now she'll go baseline trying to get it to Sierra Jackson. And good gracious, Meade just absolutely knocked the stuffing out of Skylar Sutton trying to go for the basketball. No call. Messer with it now. High post. She'll drive in, and we're going to get, holy cow, he caught a jump ball. This is getting ridiculous.
And I saw Caitlin, I know this is going to sound crazy, but when she made contact, I seen her nose go into an armpit. So, I mean, I'll take a jump ball any day, trust me.
Rather than a foul on the Mountaineers, but, I mean, that's two contact initiated by Irwin. No call. This is ridiculous. Minute to go, third quarter. Sutton with it now. Actually, that's Marissa Johnson. She'll get it over to Shelby Glantz. Turnaround, no good. Johnson will come down with a rebound. She'll go to the floor and be called with a walk. I understand we're on a tight schedule and got to get four games in tonight, but, I mean, this is a semifinal.
I guess he's thinking that the winner of this game will get a day's rest to heal and get the soreness out.
Well, that's a given either way. Shot up by Smiley, no good. Ducker there on the other side to rebound, and she'll put a shot up, no good, and Marissa Johnson will put a hip in her.
That's going to be number
four. And that's the amazing thing. We just saw two different plays, contact by Irwin that was initiated by Irwin. One knocking Sutton to the ground on a loose ball, and then right there, that contact was by Johnson, and that's her fifth. She's out. That contact by Johnson was not half of what the last two we just saw.
Yeah.
And the thing is, this crew will work the second game, so it's not like they're headed for supper after this.
No. But we can look on the bright side that we won't have them for the 8 o'clock
game. We won't
see
them at 8. That's true.
Because that game will be physical enough.
Ducker missed the first free throw, makes the second. It's 30-22, 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Jackson will bring it down right side, crossover on Wilson. She'll cut her off. Jackson will dribble back out. Looking for somebody to get open or set a screen. Now over to Stapleton on the right wing. Ducker out on her. Stevelin looks to drive in the lane, dumps it off. Jackson from the left wing, and it's off the front of the rim. Rebound by Kieja Meade. Meade trying to feed it down to Smiley, a little too long. It'll go out of bounds with 4.6 seconds to go. Inbound to Shelby Glantz. Going to have to hurry. Shot pass to Gracie. That one's not going to count. Wasn't going to go anyway. Mountaineers down going into the final frame, 30-22. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Sometimes power outages come with...
When you're...
What is a champion? A true champion is one who fights for something greater than themselves. At Champion Credit Union, our cause is you. That's why we put our money to work for Western North Carolina. Champion Credit Union. Checking, savings, and more. All with community in mind.
Tuscola Sports Radio back with you here at TC Robertson, getting ready to start the fourth quarter of girls basketball. Mountaineers down by 8, 30-22, so if we're going to make a move, got to make it now. Went a little slow getting back in. They'll have possession to start the fourth quarter. Ball will be inbound to Jaya Wilson now. Over to Smiley, left side. Wilson with it. Looking for Ducker to come around. Cutting the eyes at her. Finally, Ducker moves where she wants her to. We're going to get a whistle. And holy cow, they're going to call an illegal screen on Jaya Wilson here underneath the basket. I guess we'll be thankful for small favors at this point.
Well, what do you say? I mean, because...
Well, we got the basketball. We need to score. Mountaineers down by 8. Jackson swings it over the left side. Shelby Glantz. Gracie with it now on the right wing. Skips it over Brittany Stapleton. Brittany will drive in the lane, put up a layup, and it'll go off the rim, but a whistle. We'll get a foul on Emmy Ducker, I believe. Her first, team's third. Stapleton will go to the free throw line, and these will be crucial. Mountaineers have not scored in about 4 minutes. Second one's in. First one was no good. Lead cut to 7. Mountaineers need a stop. Wilson with it now. She'll go into the left elbow, kick it out. Ducker with it now. Swings it over to Meade. Back to Ducker. Now over to Smiley. Ducker all the way back around to Jaya Wilson, left side. Up top on the elbow to Messer. She'll kick it out to Ducker. Stapleton now going to come out on Ducker a little bit, try to cut down the passing lane. Swings it around over to Wilson. Irwin content to dribble around up top. Now Gracie Glantz going to try to come out and challenge Wilson. She'll drive the lane, put up a shot. No good. Rebound Young Scavato, but... Ashton a little slow on the pass there, and Stapleton actually outran it, and it was stolen away by Meade. So Irwin will keep the basketball. 4-0. Warriors swinging around. Now Wilson with it. Looks to split the defenders up top. Trying to get over the corner to Meade. Good hustle by Gracie Glantz. She'll get a hand on it, but she'll knock it out of bounds in the corner right here below us. So Irwin will keep possession. Smiley will inbound to Wilson. Ducker now all the way over to Meade. Bounce pass in the corner. Trying to hit Wilson, and going to be a kick ball violation on Shelby Glantz. Stuck her foot out there trying to block that pass.
You know, you got to give Tuscola credit. They have stayed in this. You know, they've done everything they could to claw back into it, but just turnovers is what killed them so far tonight.
Wilson will pull up a shot on the left side of the arc, and it'll hit the rim, bounce up, back over the backboard, and out of bounds. Mountaineers with another chance to cut into this lead. 5:57 to go. We're going to get a whistle. Coach Gardner going to take her third time out. We'll take it with her. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
A true champion is one who fights for something.
Sometimes when you're feeling hungry, you don't want to mess around with a quarter-pound meat sandwich. Instead, eat one of Arby's half-pound roast beef sandwiches. 8 ounces of thinly sliced, tender roast beef. And if you really want a quarter pound of beef, that's cool. Just eat half of a half-pound roast beef sandwich. Arby's half-pound roast beef sandwiches. Arby's, we have the meat.
Tuscola Sports Radio back here with you. Mountaineers down by 7 to Irwin, 30-23. They've had a couple of defensive stops here. If they can just get a basket on this end, cut into this Irwin lead. Shelby Glantz will inbound to Sierra Jackson. Gracie will set a screen high post. Jackson will go on around, and holy cow, Stapleton steps into the lane, and there's a walk.
If we could have half of the turnovers back with a chance to score, this would be a lot tighter game. If not, we didn't have the lead.
Irwin will bring it across midcourt, get it over the left side to Smiley, up high to Messer, and around over to Meade. Now the left wing on to Messer. Gracie Glantz will come out on her. Back up top, Jaya Wilson. Jackson will come out on her. Wilson bounce pass into Meade at the high post. She'll kick it back out. Smiley looks to go left and then pulls back. Up top to Messer. Right to arc over to Meade. Jackson will come out on her, start to draw the count. Meade will get rid of it, give it over to Jaya Wilson. Now Stapleton will come out on her. Over on the wing, Smiley dumps it to Wilson. Meade in the corner, back to Messer. Irwin very content here to look for that good shot. Jaya Wilson going to drive, put a layup up, no good. Bumped into Young Scovato, no call. Jackson will come down with it. Sierra brings it across midcourt, 4:30 to go. Works it over to the left side. Stapleton looks to drive baseline. Going to kick a pass over on the right side to Young Scovato, but before anything can happen, they're going to call a foul on Emmy Ducker, her second. Stapleton looking to inbound baseline. Gets it up high to Gracie Glantz. She'll try to make a move towards the basket. Another whistle. And finally, that's going to be the sixth foul on Kiesha Meade, and Gracie will get to go to the line to shoot two. Gracie's first free throw is good.
You know, we've seen the same contact on Gracie, you know, driving lane with no calls and her hitting the floor, and then now.
Second one rattles around and finally goes in. Mountaineers have cut it to 5. Irwin leads 30-25, 4:18 to go. Smiley with it, goes around Stapleton, dumps it over on the left wing, Emmy Ducker. Back up top, Jaya Wilson. She'll lose the handle, and we're going to get a, not sure how you get a timeout when the ball's in the air, but Coach Carpenter calling a timeout as Jaya Wilson lost the handle and was going to tip it to Ducker. And they grant the timeout. I don't know. Maybe basketball's changed since I was involved 35 years ago. Timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood County Farm Bureau, offering real service by real people ready to assist you with all insurance needs. Haywood County Farm Bureau in Waynesville. Helping you is what we do best. Irwin is up 30-25. Mountaineers have chipped away. Irwin's shot selection, not the greatest, even though they're patient. They've been taking their time, passing it around, not as quick as when they started the second half. But when they finally get a shot, it's been no good, and Mountaineers have been able to get position to get the rebound.
Well, and another thing, too, is when we've fouled, it seems like we've fouled the smiley girl, and she's missed a foul.
She's only hitting about 50%.
If we're going to foul, we fouled the right person. So,
and I'm not sure what happened to Omari Stover. She's not been back in the game since starting in the first quarter. And I noticed she came back in from the dressing room late. So something happened in the first half to Stover. Messer with it now. Gives it over to Meade. Meade will swap positions with Jaya Wilson. Jaya will dribble back up top. Wilson throws it into the high post. Messer will kick it out. Now the pass is starting to quicken again. Messer over to Ducker. Ducker looks to drive baseline. Dumps it off to Messer. She'll take a shot. Not there. Rebound, Shelby Glantz. And got to be careful. Telegraph that pass to Sierra Jackson. And it's going to be more beneficial to try to come get the basketball and not try to make a almost half-court pass.
That worked out in Tuscola's favor. And going off of the Irwin player.
Shelby will inbound to Stapleton. She's going to bring it up the left lane. Young Scavato standing at midcourt and turns around and puts the ball right in Messer's hands. And this is so common at this level. They go ahead and call a jump ball before anybody really gets possession of it. Mountaineers keep possession. Midcourt. Inbound by Shelby Glantz. Gets it into Stapleton and going to call that on Young Scavato with an illegal screen. That'll be Ashland's fourth with 3:12 to go. Marissa Johnson already on the bench. Picked up five.
A chance to cut into that five-point lead and another turnover.
Messer with it now. Pick up a dribble on the left elbow. Gets it over to Meade. They'll swing it around up top. Jaya Wilson. We've gone under 3 minutes to play. Meade hits Messer, top of the key. Irwin content to look for a shot now, trying to get it into Messer, tipped away by Stapleton, gets it to Glantz. Glantz needs to be careful as Smiley came in from behind and swatted it away. Another opportunity lost by the Mountaineers with 2:30 to go. Jaya Wilson with it. Smiley dribbles into the arc, goes into the corner to Ducker. She'll take the shot off the rim. Rebound, Shelby Glantz. Gets it to Sierra Jackson. Shelby motions for Sierra to come on. Sierra across midcourt. Jaya Wilson guarding her closely. Gets it over in the corner. Young Scavato. Messer will come out on her. Picks up her dribble. Now she's trapped. And Coach Gardner frustrated, calling a timeout there. With a minute 53 to go, and I believe that's Tuscola's fourth timeout. Irwin still leading 30-25, and this will be a full timeout. Timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood County Farm Bureau, offering real service by real people ready to assist you with all insurance needs. Haywood County Farm Bureau helping in Waynesville, helping you is what we do best. Mountaineers have got chance after chance after chance and just cannot avail themselves of the opportunity, and I think that you saw the frustration there on Coach Gardner's face when she called that timeout.
You know, and on the cusp of cutting into a lead, because it's stayed a five-point lead now for a while. You know, I think they pushed it as far as, I think, 10 or 11, and we've shrunk it back to five. But every chance that we have, the last two possessions, we've turned over. And we cannot do that. I mean,
we're running out of time.
Run out of time really quick.
And now, I believe that was our fourth timeout. That's only going to leave us one left. And Coach Gardner just checked with the table to confirm that. Mountaineers will inbound to Jackson. Pull up, top of the key, shot. That's going to be wide left. Off the rim, rebounded by Smiley. She's going to push it down the floor. Stapleton looks to cut her off. Shot up, no good, foul, Brittany Stapleton.
That'll be three on Brittany.
And Smiley taking a little time to get up off the floor.
I will say this, both teams will probably be sore tomorrow because this has been a really physical game.
Now, Ellie Smith going to check in for Young Scovato. Jackson and Smith will trade places in the lane. First free throw by Smiley was good. Second one's up and on the way, and it rattles around and in. Leading now back to seven for Irwin. Jackson brings it down to right side for the Mountaineers. Gracie Glantz posted up down low and draws the foul on Kiesha Meade. And that's only the 16th foul on Irwin, so still not getting to shoot. Shelby going to inbound in the corner to Stapleton, and she just wasn't sure whether she ought to shoot or not. And that's never a good spot. She looked to pass, and then as she went up in the air, went ahead and put a shot. It was way off. Missed. But they're going to call a foul on Smiley. So that will be the seventh team foul. So finally, Tuscola gets to go to the line. Glantz will shoot. First one's good. Second one on the way, and that'll be no good. Gracie gets a hand on it, but it's rebounded by Emmy Ducker. Irwin leads 32-26, minute 25 to go. Smiley bringing it down, double-teamed by Glantz, and Ellie Smith gets out of it, gets it down. Kayla Messer wide open in the lane, and basket's good. Mountaineers overcommitted on defense there and found the open girl in the lane. Ellie Smith now with it on the left wing. She'll get a pass over to Gracie Glantz. Pulls her away from the basket. Clock's under a minute now. Gracie trying to work it in the lane. She'll try to go with a shot. I'm not really sure what happened. It kind of looked like Kiesha Meade hacked her, but the whistle puts it out of bounds off Meade to Tuscola. Stapleton rebounds up top. Shot by Glantz off the rim. No good. Rebound Ellie Ducker. She works baseline, able to get it to Jaya Wilson as Gracie tried to cut her off. 40 seconds now. Lead is eight and a foul by Ellie Smith to stop the clock. So Irwin will go to the line to shoot the one and one. That'll be the ninth team foul on Tuscola. Shots missed. Rebound by Jackson. Gets it over to Shelby Glantz. 30 seconds to go. Get it across midcourt. Gracie with a shot. And before she can get it off, she'll be called for the walk. 27.4 seconds remaining. Tuscola going to try to press the inbounds here. They'll get it to Wilson. Smith on her. Tried to foul and missed. Wilson goes by her. Midcourt. Jaya now. Ellie puts a hand out there. 14 seconds. Ellie tips the ball away. Jaya Wilson in the corner. 9 seconds. Jaya now just going to dribble around. Irwin content to run the clock out here. Mountaineers have decided to not foul, and that'll do it here from T.C. Robertson. The Tuscola Lady Mountaineers will lose in the semifinals, 34-26. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Sometimes power outages come with a warning. Other times, lights flicker and everything goes. But thanks to Haywood EMC, Touchstone Energy Cooperative offers Generac generators, the nation's top choice for emergency power. In an outage, it kicks in and brings with it warmth, light, and the necessities for safety and modern comfort. Haywood EMC offers sales, installation, and service of Generac generators. Arrange for one now. Call 452-2281 because weather is getting more severe every season.
Tuscola Sports Radio back with you here at T.C. Robertson, where the Lady Mountaineers fall tonight to the Irwin Warriors, 34-26. Tuscola basketball is brought to you in part by Haywood EMC, Ken Wilson Ford, Haywood Ace Hardware, Fat Buddies, Champion Credit Union, Hometown Hardware, Arby's, Haywood Farm Bureau, and Stereo Innovations. It's time for the Haywood Ace Hardware Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Mountaineer player goes to Gracie Glantz. Haywood Ace Hardware is the place for all your winter needs, located west of the Lake Junaluska stoplight on Delwood Road. And Gracie, certainly we would like to have a victory tonight, but yeah. It's the conference tournament. It's nice to win, but
yeah.
We still got things going on. Got to get ready for the playoffs, state playoffs. And, of course,
we're going to prepare for the rest of this week.
That's the Irwin, certainly not the game that we saw on Friday night.
Yeah, I think we came out less scared this time.
The Warriors certainly did not get that run. Their shots were not falling tonight. Just seems like every time we got a chance to chip into that lead, just the turnover would kind of give it back in their hands tonight and just really never could. We got it cut to five and just couldn't get off that mark tonight.
They have a really impressive defense, so when they start pressuring us, we normally like to start turning the ball over more. But I feel like we did better. We had a new defense tonight. I think it worked a lot better.
Is that similar to the defense y'all ran against North Buncombe on Monday?
There was a bit more rotation on it. It was like there was a lot more. It was a tangible front, so they traded in and out of who was going, and then the bottom was rotating all the way through. So you could be in the middle one play, outside the next play. So I thought we did very well with it.
And honestly, they missed a lot of shots. Certainly did not hit what they hit on Friday night. Now, it looked to us in the first half, they were very methodical with their passes.
Yeah.
Trying to go around the zone, go over the zone.
I thought they were scared when they saw that.
And I think you had them rattled a little bit. I think that
they
didn't feel comfortable like they did on Friday night. Of course, it was senior night. Let's face it. They were jacked up. They were at home. That was their last game. But second half, when they come out of the locker room, their passes got faster, crisper,
were running more.
That was an answer to how you guys played them and how I think probably Coach Carpenter wanted them to move it faster. So looking ahead, of course, we got practice still.
Yeah,
got state playoffs.
Really hard.
Got state playoffs coming up. Hopefully, we're going to get a home game. We won't know till I guess Saturday when all that comes
when
out.
Yeah, when everybody finishes up.
So we'll have to wait and see what happens. So we're going to take a break. That's Gracie Glantz, our Haywood Ace Hardware Player of the Game. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up for the first session here. We'll be back at 8:00 for the boys' game. So tune back in. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff. The big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
What is a champion? A true champion is one who fights for something greater than themselves. At Champion Credit Union, our cause is you. That's why we put our money to work for Western North Carolina. Champion Credit Union. Checking, savings, and more. All with community in mind.
Talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busted dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Tuscola Sports Radio here with you. Mountaineers, Lady Mountaineers lose tonight in the semifinals of the Western Mountain Athletic Conference Tournament, 34-26. Coming up next here at T.C. Robertson, it looks like Asheville and Reynolds Boys will be playing. And then, of course, tonight we'll be back on the air a little bit before 8 o'clock when the boys team from Tuscola will take on North Buncombe in a grudge match, winner-take-all Branson Reese's type of WWE event, I believe.
Cage match tonight. Cage match.
No championship match. No disqualification. No count out.
Nope.
Mountaineers will be back in here tonight at 8 o'clock. Of course, girls will head on home and back to practice as the state playoffs will start next week. And hopefully we'll have information for you on Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening. Those brackets usually come out on Saturday morning. Takes the state a while to finalize them, as usually the first one there's some boo-boos.
Yeah.
And so usually by about 3 o'clock, I believe, on Saturday, they should have all that finalized. Yeah. And hopefully we'll have some information for you by Saturday night. So we're going to take a long extended break here and send it back to the station. And we'll be back on tonight as the boys play North Buncombe. So join us then tonight at 8 o'clock. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. We'll be back later on, everybody.